Innovation Days is like a grade school science fair on a high-tech scale. It's held in a glitzy new engineering building, not a gymnasium, and there are video presentations along with complex computer models of prototypes and music that sets the tone. This is serious business. In the competition, UW-Madison students combine creativity and technical know-how. What results is sometimes practical, other times offbeat, even unimaginable.
This is called the convenient cooker. What it does is basically the electric wok, but it has the stirring blade in it, so you don't have to stir the food all the time.
It's a device where people that, instead of having to go to a cabinet to get a stool, you can fit it underneath a cabinet.
So what these are a set of skis that essentially let you walk on water, or skimmers as we'll call them. And basically what it is you take your foot and you put it.
Trenton Kirchdorfer is on a team of five inventors who spent 2,500 hours on their project. They hope to eventually sell aqua skimmers.
We could definitely push for a recreational market because it's always going to be a bit bigger. But if we could try and sponsor races or something so that it would become more of an institution like the walk and water competition. We can
walk on water. Cooking may be more mundane than walking on water, but Dong Mwan says his team's invention of the convenient cooker is a winner. It's an all-around kitchen device that cooks, stirs, even cleans itself after the meal, so you don't have to.
And when it's done, okay, and then you can pour the food out like so with our turning pan feature. And if you want to clean the device, you pour the water and detergent in like so, and then...
Okay, so maybe the combination saute pan dishwasher isn't up your alley, but who hasn't reached for something in the kitchen and nearly broken their neck? That's where the super stool comes in. Inventor Dominic Kasten says it will hold up to 300 pounds.
We factored in a factor of safety of 4, just because that's the standards for a step stool. That's 300 pounds. It's a lot more than household stool usually can handle. Usually it's about 200, 225. So we felt if we could put it up a little more, it would be a lot more competitive.
The 17 teams participating in Innovation Days consist mainly of mechanical engineering students. An outreach worker for the engineering department says the event gives students a break from ordinary classroom teaching. It's a chance, says Renee Mueller, for young minds to produce something instead of just solve formulas. That was the intention of engineer Peter Tong, whose foundation sponsors the event. Mueller says the foundation provides $25,000 in prize money, which is split among the top winners.
Engineers learn a lot of lofty concepts, and there are also design courses, but he wants students to actually be able to build something, to use their knowledge for practical application.
Some may question the practicality of, say, aqua skimmers, but man has long dreamed of achieving what seems impossible. Again, student Trenton Kirchdorfer.
It's kind of interesting. Leonardo da Vinci actually had some sketches of kind of this idea. Actually, we have like a picture right there. You can see his skis weren't quite as long.
And while walking on water may never be as common as flying through the air, it's an improbable invention that might just make waves. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio. We can walk on, walk on.